Let's get ready to Rambo!
This is the Reformation Ramblings podcast series for Lent 2019. I'm Christopher Hogan. Thank you so much for listening. After the text of the day, stay tuned and keep listening for the meditation on that text. If you'd like to be notified when new episodes are posted, click like on either the blog page or Reformation Ramblings Facebook page, and we'll make sure you don't miss any of these Lenten devotions. As always, I welcome your feedback and your encouragement, so please feel free to comment either on the blog page or on the Reformation Ramblings Facebook page. And now, the text. The fourth Sunday in Lent, March 31st, 2019. The text is Mark 11, verses 20 to 33. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." And they came again to Jerusalem. And as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him, and they said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from man? Answer me." And they discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But shall we say from man?" They were afraid of the people, for they all held that John really was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Mark 11, verses 20 to 33. Faith does miraculous things, not because of what we bring to the table, but rather because it is the work of God. When we think of faith moving mountains and throwing them into the depths of the ocean, we desire to look for big things to happen in our life because of faith. Well, do big things happen in our life because of faith? You betcha, say our friends from Minnesota. Do we go to church on Sunday morning? Yes. Why? Because we are awesome holy people who never sin? No. It is because faith desires to be where God is revealed. Are we baptized? Yes. Why? Because we think baptism is a good thing to have on our spiritual resume? No. It is because faith desires to receive the forgiving water combined with the word for our salvation. Do we delight in singing hymns, listening to the scriptures read, and hearing absolution pronounced from the pastor's mouth as from Jesus himself? Yes. Why? Because we are pious people who think worship is cool? No. We delight in the divine service because faith desires to receive the gifts of the cross and digest every word of scripture. Faith does miraculous things every week. It receives the word of God, and then it can't contain itself and serves in sacrificial love towards God and our neighbor. Faith is always active and doing something. It is always listening to God and loving the neighbor. Praise the Lord that we are given the gift of faith that continues to trust in Jesus' mercy to save us and forgive us all of our sins. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this Reformation Ramblings podcast for Lent 2019. This has been Christopher Hogan, and I thank you for listening. Remember, by hitting like, you'll be notified when new episodes are posted. Don't forget to check out the Book of Concord reading plan for each day, which is listed on the blog page. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.